bringing the ball up the court. Look at the big man go. Finishes with the right hand.
Sampson being able to go right down the lane. Biggest guy on the floor. Easy two.
Alkins working on Kobe Simmons to the left hand. Finishes beautifully and one. A chance for one more for Raleigh Alkins. Puts the ball on the ground. Kicks it over to CJ Fair. Fair pump fake. Steps up. 8-footer. No good. Offensive board by Walt Lemon Jr. goes right back up and converts.
Good to see Lemon opportunistic right there in the lane after the miss.
To Ja'Cory Williams working on Farrakhan Hall. That one's stripped. Great play by Farrakhan Hall, handled by Walt Lemon Jr. Goes across half court. Mulder fires corner three. Got it. Knocks it down for the Windy City Bulls.
That's what you've been looking for. In rhythm, being able to knock down a three. Mulder's good at that.
CJ Fair with 19 on the shot clock. Kicks it over to Raleigh Alkins. Alkins working on Simmons. Stuffs it and one. Aerial show from Raleigh Alkins. Drives, kicks Mulder for three. Corner three. That's two for two for Michael Mulder.
Love that he was able to knock down that three. Same spot, Derek. Same spot where you hit the last three.
Rebound handled by Farrakhan Hall. Hall takes it across midcourt, drops it off to Raleigh Alkins. Little two-man game. Alkins to the left hand, drops it off. Farrakhan Hall finishes at the cup. Beautiful move by Farrakhan Hall.
Oh, yes, my brother, Farrakhan Hall. Right place, right time with the two.
Thomas Mulder into the lane. Foul and one. It drops. Thomas Wilder with a beautiful play off the fast break, and the Windy City Bulls have the lead and chance for one more. Here goes Alkins off the glass, finishes with the left hand. Beautiful move by Raleigh Alkins.
One-on-one, and Alkins was able to beat his man right to the basket.
Chuck Kaiser Gates sets the pick. Wilder working on Ja'Cory Williams, fires a three and drains it. Good for three is Thomas Wilder.
Highlights courtesy of our in-studio engineer, Brian Singleman, back at our Lombard campus. It's your Windy City Bulls halftime show here on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls radio network. Currently at the half, it's the Canton Charge with a 50-46 lead. Alongside Fidel Dominguez, I'm Ryan Fay with you here on our halftime show festivities. And Fidel, you look at it from how this game kind of started. It was hot shooting from the Canton Charge. And for Windy City, thankfully, and I say thankfully kind of in a loose term here, because we really haven't seen much of this offense get into a consistent groove, and they finally got into it in that second quarter.
Oh, yeah, and actually I'm going to take something from the first quarter. They were on a 14-2 run. In the start of the second, it seemed like they took the foot off the gas a little bit, and that's why they kind of got outscored in the second quarter a little bit by a wide margin of 28-17 in the second quarter.
Yeah, and one of the things, you know, looking at it from the Canton perspective, they got three guys that already are in double-digit figures. Bonzi Colson with 12 points on 6 of 10, shooting to go along with 5 rebounds. You've got Kobe Simmons, one of the two guards starting tonight, who's already played 18 minutes. That's quite a bit of minutes already logged in. 14 points on 6 of 9, shooting 3 rebounds, 3 assists. It's Gucci Smith, 17 minutes played, 13 points on 3 of 5, shooting all from the perimeter to go along with 6 assists and 3 rebounds. And this is a team that, when we were talking in the pregame show, that this is a team that really likes to distribute the ball for its offensive production, and it still comes true here tonight.
Yeah, they're not. I would say Windy City's is getting loose defensively, and they're not as tight as they were before.
Now we look at it on the Windy City side of the coin here on the box score. Windy City, shooting 40% from the field, just under 38% from downtown. It appears, yes, they're shooting just under 38% from downtown. And this is a team that comes into tonight 23rd in the league at three-point shooting. 3 of 8 isn't a terrible number through 1 half, but we're seeing smarter looks from the perimeter.
Yeah, because they're getting to the rim, which is setting up easy shots.
And then you look at it from the Canton side of things, they're 5 of 16 from downtown. And that's not to say they're one of the better three-point shooting teams. They are 11th coming into action here tonight at shooting just under 35%. But when you look at it for the styles of points in the paint, this is one of the things I was mentioning in the interview that I had in our pregame show with Scott Zarrillo, who's on the Canton voice for the radio, excuse me. Windy City's got the edge in points in the paint right now at 26-22, along with second chance points, and they're tied in the fast break category. So far, when it comes to seeing plays inside the paint, Fidel, we've seen some flashes, and then we've seen moments where we're kind of scratching heads as, where's the hand to try to stop a layup?
Yeah, which I don't even think like they're shooting from the wrong hand. So I believe that it's just poor fundamentals.
Now, when it comes to poor fundamentals, that's how you get to where you can be in terms of how you look on the box score. as the Canton Charge have the 50-46 lead here at the halftime. What's the big thing you're taking away from this first half that you want to see change for Windy City going into this final 24 minutes of regulation?
I would say they still need to get that three-point shot going. If they get it going and at least match the intensity from the Canton Charge and keep the foot on the gas pedal all the way through, I think we could come out with a win in this game.
That's going to be needed because this is a team that comes into tonight losing four in a row. And this is a team that also saw Canton that's part of this four-game losing streak, losing in their building 101-91. And as we continue to look at the box score here as a whole, there's been the Canton Charge had a lead of 1 point of 10. Bulls had 7. That was towards the later end of the, or should say the middle stages of the second quarter. 2 lead changes. One time we were tied. No technical fouls so far for Canton, but we saw the one on Walt Lemon Jr. And he immediately, he knew he was saying the wrong choice of words towards the end of the first. And he goes over to coach. He's like, hey, look, I know that was on me. I'll put soap in my mouth a little later. You know, you can punish me later on that one. But now that we're seeing Walt Lemon Jr. for the first time here tonight, for our own eyes, for our perspective of it, 6 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. We're seeing the ball. You've been around here as much as I have for seeing all the home games here at the Sears Center. The ball movement with Walt Lemon in the lineup is quite different in a good way.
Yeah, it's quite different because normally Windy City wouldn't do well moving the ball. It would just be like a one-man show. But with Lennon Jr., it's kind of like he's dishing it to everybody else.
Yeah, and just with the exception of John Octius and Kaiser Gates, who have got logged in minutes tonight, both of them shooting zeros from the field goal line so far, one from downtown. But we've got 8 guys here for Windy City that have contributed on the score sheet. B.J. Beecham coming off the bench along with Thomas Wilder, Farrakhan Hall, and C.J. Fair, who I want to point out here, 5 points with only a rebound. Interesting to see that he's not really racking up his rebound total, because if you look at what he does coming into action here tonight, averaging just under 11 points a game, over 7 rebounds on 50% shooting, it appears from the Canton side of things with Bonzi Colson and Sir Dominic Porter, even Emmanuel Terry at times, they've been able to lock down on C.J. Fair, who Charlie Henry has said at times he has been their defensive anchor.
Yeah, and he needs to start rebounding now if the Bulls want to stay as close as they are right now.
It is a 50-46 lead for the Canton Charge here at halftime, as we are now joined by Chris Rouse as he gets off of his TV broadcast duties. All right, Chris, well, we just said about C.J. Fair. We haven't really seen much of him in terms of the box score overall, and it seems we have missed the anchor of this defense here through one half of play. Yeah, they've only allowed 50 points, but it really hasn't been C.J. Fair that's been holding the floor so far in the paint.
Well, you know why it hasn't been C.J. Fair solely like it usually is? Because they're playing a good team defense in this game so far today. What's happening with the Bulls against Canton is isolating a lot of the Bulls' guards on mismatches. You're seeing Bonzi Colson get the ball against guys like Octius. He's getting against Mulder, and he's trying to post them up. But what the Bulls are doing defensively, they are good with their help defense. They're good at bringing a guy from the angle and rotating down. One of the cardinal sins of basketball defense, you never want to rotate up, and the Bulls are doing a good job of avoiding that. They're rotating down to help on double teams in the low post.
And, guys, here's the thing we're going to be coming on as we're about to begin the second half, the third quarter. And as we know with this Windy City team, the third quarter has not been their friend so far through the latter part of these 17 games so far this season. I asked Fidel this. I'm going to ask you the same thing. Biggest thing you need to see Windy City do coming out of the locker room here for the second half?
Offensively, just keep doing what you're doing. Offensively, we got a lot of guys contributing to the scoring here. We got, what, 4 or 5 guys on pace for double-digit scoring. Thomas Wilder has 6. Motor already has 10. You got Lemon Jr. with 6. 5 out of C.J. Fair. 6 out of Hawkins. 7 out of Sampson. So it's that 6 guys that I just named that are possibly on pace for double-digit point totals here tonight. So the Bulls just got to keep sharing the sugar and spreading the wealth.
Yeah, Canton Charge already has 3 double-digit scores, but in terms of the pace that Chris was mentioning on the side of Windy City, not really so much for the Canton Charge. After the other side of this timeout, we'll send it back to our game crew. We'll have the second half action between Derek Tate and Jonathan. As always, guys, thanks for the halftime tidbits. I'll see you guys for the post-game show.
All right, thank you.
All right, so that was Fidel Dominguez and Chris Rouse. We'll get the second half action going for you on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball next here on SportsTownChicago.com, the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.